Someone said to me, "You want to become a sportsman like that Roger Bannister, but frankly, that would make me run a mile."
Hello and welcome to the show, Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week we debate going the extra mile. Now, Sir Roger Bannister, the first person to run a mile in under 4 minutes, has died at the age of 88. His time of 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds, set at Ilfi Road Sports Ground in Oxford on the 6th of May 1954, was groundbreaking. Bannister also won gold and in the same distance in the 1954 Commonwealth Games. This is a man who was an amateur at the time, remarkably. He spent a lot of his time practicing and training to try and beat a record that some people actually believed was humanly impossible. He also went the extra mile in many other ways, devoting his life to science and to many other causes. But with me today is Clergyman Pete. Yeah. So, Clergyman Pete, what does it take to go the extra mile in today's world?
You see, the thing is that the phrase "go the extra mile" is an interesting one because, of course, a mile is a long distance to run as quickly as Roger Bannister ran it. But going the extra mile, the idea comes from the Bible. It's a Bible verse in which Jesus says, "If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles." The idea that he would have had in mind was if a Roman soldier, the occupying power of the country in which he lived, forced you to go with them, maybe to carry something for a mile. And you, if you argue with that, you're going to get into trouble. You might even get killed. But if instead of that, you go do the opposite, you switch around, you embrace it and say, not embrace the soldier, but embrace the idea. And say, you know, well, no, I go 2 miles with them, go far more than they ever anticipated. Then they're likely to look at you more kindly. It's going to get you further in life, literally, of course, going an extra mile. And so in order to go the extra mile, you need that attitude. And if you have that attitude, which I don't always have, I've come up front, I don't always have it. But if you do, then you get further in life, you achieve more, and your reputation is better. But that's really not the most important thing. The most important thing is that you achieve more. So if you're, for example, now you're in a dead-end job, the only job you could get is, say, working at a local hamburger joint, and that's all you've got to do. Well, you know, when you turn up to work, embrace it. Don't just truculently flip a few burgers, but also, you know, make sure you do extra cleaning up, getting there a little bit earlier, get everything prepared, not just for you, but for other people. And think about the job, you know, come up, if you can think of it, and analyse how the work day goes, come up with ways to improve the workflow and submit that to the boss. If you have that sort of attitude, going the extra mile, then you're going to achieve more and you'll get the breaks that you thought never come your way because you're the sort of person that people can trust who does extra things, which, you know, you just don't expect. People don't expect you to do extra stuff for free that you don't expect anything, at least not immediately. Go the extra mile and you'll be surprised what accolades come your way. Certainly Roger Bannister found that.
Well, indeed. And in fact, Roger is a very good example because this is a man who, of course, gained not just fame in the United Kingdom, but globally. I mean, his achievement of breaking the 4 minute mile was something that just hit the news everywhere. And it could have been quite easy for him to have just turned into a celebrity and perhaps pursued a different profession. But in actual fact, he went on to be a distinguished neurologist, and this was something he did at Pembroke College in Oxford, which actually retired back in 1993. Now, when asked whether the 4 minute mile was his proudest achievement, and Clergyman P was talking about achievements, he said he felt proud of his contribution to academic medicine through research in the responses to, say, the nervous system, than perhaps he did with his achievements in the athletics world. Yet there was a sense of irony, and he actually pointed this out himself, because Roger sadly was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2011. So when we look at people's achievements, it's interesting that actually sometimes it's not always the easiest route, because he could quite easily have sort of pursued an athletics career or possibly even been a commentator or a celebrity on that front. But he chose medicine as being something which he thought was his true vocation. I suppose, Clergyman Pete, when we sort of look at ourselves and think, well, at the end of the day, we know that there is the easy route, isn't there? So, we take Roger as a good example here, that his track in life was very much distinguished by, of course, what he achieved in Oxford in 1954. But really, we should point out that actually it's those other achievements in life that really should be really the flagship of any achievement. Certainly, neurology as being a really worthy cause. So I was going to ask you, are we really as a society putting the focus on the wrong thing? I mean, going the extra mile and beating the 4-minute mile, what does it really achieve? Whereas in Roger's case, he achieved a great deal in the field of science.
Yes. I think that the reason he was able to achieve so much in both fields was that he had that attitude. He was hardworking, as you pointed out at the start of the episode. He was working, he was an amateur at the time that he broke this record. And when he went on into his career, the attitude of not doing the minimum that you can do, but doing the maximum that you can do, once you have that attitude, it changes your success rate, your odds of success. Of course, things can go against you, but as soon as you're willing to do things for free, without immediate reward, which was Jesus's point, in the gospel that I referred to before, if you're forced to do something, that it can make you resentful. But if you accept that and do even more, you're taking something that was meant to do you harm, or meant to use or abuse you, in this case of the soldier forcing you to go a mile with them, probably carrying something, and you take that and switch it around simply by your attitude. It changes your situation, it changes how you feel, because you are in effect winning by embracing the hardship and yes, going that step further. It means that you're winning, and that you're winning, that there's hope in the future, that changes everything. You can withstand almost anything if you feel like you're winning and you think that there's hope in the end. If that's taken away, it's difficult to put up with anything. If you get up in the morning, it was the actor and singer Dean Martin who decried the fact that people not drinking alcohol. He liked to drink alcoholic cocktails throughout the day. And he would say, well, what's terrible about that is if you don't drink, when you get up in the morning, he said, that's the best you're going to feel all day. If you don't drink, that was his idea. Because he had, he's got nothing to look forward to. Now, in actual fact, if he hadn't have drunk, he wouldn't have found it so terrible in the morning. So, that's another point.
Indeed.
But the impetus of what he was saying is, if you've got something to look forward to later in the day, or maybe not later in the day, later in the month, later in the year, there's hope in the end, then you can put up with things in the present. And if you change your attitude so that you think that you're winning, you feel like more in control of your situation, and being more in control, for many people, I would say for most people, makes them have a different attitude. Because if you can then be magnanimous to other people. It's possible that you could be magnanimous in victory, but yes, in defeat it's more difficult. You can be generous as someone who's won, but as someone who's losing or has lost, it's more difficult. So put yourself in that position, go the extra mile, and from that position of being generous with other people, you then yourself can have a different attitude to them. You feel kinder to them. And so, therefore, the world seems a better place. World seems a better place. It seems like a trick, and I suppose in a way it is. It's like a mental trick, but it does work. It changes. It turns around situations that should be bad and makes them good. Imagine Roger Bannister out training in all weathers, running on cinder tracks, which were certainly not as good as the tracks these days, without any cushioning on his shoes, going out all weathers to train. He managed to do something that, as you say, people thought was physically impossible, and push through. So it's worth taking on this attitude that Roger Bannister blazed the trail for.
But also, I think the other thing is he acted as a role model. Yeah. And by achieving something, that's the other thing, going that extra mile, it does inspire others. So, for example, the IAF president, Lord Coe, great runner and athlete himself, who ran a mile record himself in 1981, said, "This is a day," this is talking about Roger's passing, "this is a day of intense sadness for both our nation and for all of us in athletics. There is not a single athlete of my generation who was not inspired by Roger and his achievements, both on and off the track." So the point being there is that he inspired a new generation to do more and to take it to the next level. Lord Coe, and of course, obviously, many athletes today have taken the records to another level. And of course, I'm sure the next generation will do the same. So the point being is that by going that extra mile, you can actually achieve things for yourself, but of course, it's for others as well. It's your legacy. So I suppose, Kojin Pete, I mean, from the point of view of it doesn't really matter what profession you're in, is it? I mean, you don't have to be an athlete or a great celebrity to really be a role model. Would you agree?
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, let's just stick to running then. I mean, it may be for you, running a mile in 4 minutes is out of the question. Obviously, for Mark and myself, it's just daily occurrence.
It's just a breeze. Yeah.
But for you, it could be something as much as actually going out for a run. You know, and achieve, that's your achievement. Maybe you don't normally do that. Maybe because you're extremely unfit, it's simply going for a walk. But if making that effort, embracing it, and then saying, you know, and while I'm out here, I'm going to be doing some errands or something like that, this is this sort of attitude of doing that little bit extra will make a difference. Not simply you achieve, not simply achieving. You go further, or in Roger's case, you do it quicker. And so, you don't need to be an athlete. It can be in any area of your life. This attitude of going the extra mile is going to transform you. And here at Mark and Pete, we're recommending this. Get back to us. I mean, what effect has this change of attitude had on you? Embrace the challenges, and don't just do that, but do more. In Roger Bannister's case, that was do the mile, but quicker than anyone's ever done it. It could be for you. It could be going further. It could be going in early to work. It could be your wife is extremely irritating. And you say, right, what I'm going to do is make her a cup of tea, tell her to sit down, I'm going to do the vacuuming for her. Well, whatever it is, go the extra mile.
Or just run a
mile. Yes, just run a mile.
Well, look, listeners, clearly this is a sad day for athletics, but also for people who have, in the world of science, seen a man achieve a great deal. And we'd like to hear from you and get your thoughts on what you've done to go that extra mile. Well, before we close out, here's a little thought, which is just something Roger and out. Roger Bannister ran the first 4 minute mile, which in sport was an astonishing shock. And as he ran with guile and great style, he beat time with every tick and tock. As years went by, he went on file, turning to neurology as a scientific doc. But the tracks of life is like a trial, and now it's time to stop the clock. Rest in peace, Roger. Godspeed.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.